Is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And we welcome you to Cedar Rapids Prairie here tonight. Mississippi Valley Conference girls basketball coming your way here on the North Gym 107.5 FM and the South Gym 106.3 as tonight. Two of the three co-leaders in the Valley Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference get ready to do battle as it'll be a rated top 15 showdown. Number 3 rated Iowa City High taking on number 13 rated Cedar Rapids Prairie. And welcome in Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozer with you here tonight as we get ready for this one. City High coming in 2-0 on the year, also 2-0 in the conference, while the Prairie Hawks come in 3-1 overall and also, of course, 2-0 in league play. And the schedule for Prairie is ramping up here, Steve. Marion last Saturday, City High tonight. They will go to Washington, and then they take on Iowa City West and Cedar Falls coming up. While City High ramps up their schedule. They had Kennedy, of course, last week on Friday night. Cougars shot it very well early on. And tonight against Prairie on the road. And then, by the way, at number 1 Cedar Falls coming up for a showdown on Friday night. So this one's got a lot on it here tonight.
Yeah, it does. A good first start for these guys. They're both off to a good start. You got Prairie with 3-1 and led Marion most of that game. So Prairie's playing very well. A little thing for Prairie tonight, they're going to be without Hallie Person. Hallie's got a little hip thing going on right now, and they're going to rest her for about a week and see how that goes. So that'll hurt the rebounding a little bit. And you talk City High, I mean, they're 2-0 and beating teams by 39 points already. So that's not unexpected, but this is two guard-oriented teams that can score.
Yeah, you're
going to see a lot of guard play tonight.
Yeah, and I was kind of kidding Bill McTaggart, the City High coach, before the game. I said, Bill, you guys got to work on some things. Only number 2 in the state in field goal percentage and 3-point field goal percentage. He said, we've only played 2 games. And I said, no, you guys are pretty good.
But they are.
This City High team is number 1 in the state in offense, 81 points per ball game. They shoot it at 54%. They shoot it from 45% at three-point land. They get to the free throw line over 20 times a game and led by, if not one of the state's best, one of the best in Ashley Jones, the future Iowa State Cyclone, 31 points per game, and she is shooting 71% from the field.
There are a lot of Jones girls, but I tell you what, she is unbelievable. And the thing I like about her too, Scott, she gets to the free throw line. You don't see that very much from girls basketball players. And she gets the free throw line a lot, shooting, like you said, 31 points a game and 71% from the field. She's down in free throw percentage to 70. I guarantee you, end of the year, she'll be at the 80 to 85%. And the other thing, too, Scott, is she's got 11 rebounds. She averages 11 rebounds a game. I mean, she's just active, getting to the hoop, and just a tremendous player. And we might be looking at our Gatorade or whatever, you know, Iowa State, the Iowa Player of the Year, too, here.
That's right. And younger sister Aubrey Jones, not too shabby in her own right, averaging 12 points a game. And a very good three-point shooter as well. And it's two teams, you take a look at it, guard-oriented, as you mentioned. The Jones girls, although Ashley has played a little bit more inside for Coach McTaggart this year, but then Rose Nakumu in there as a guard, averaging 11 points per game. And then you got the big three for Prairie, Mallory McDermott, Sid McCray, and Sarah Schmidt. All three in double figures for the Prairie Hawks. McDermott at 14.8. Schmidt at 13.8 and McCray right at 10 points per ball game. And two teams that don't go real deep on the bench, so they got to stay out of foul trouble. And we'll see who takes care of the basketball a little bit better tonight.
Yeah, and it's going to be a guard-oriented team. And, you know, I asked Bill, I said, what's the challenge for you guys? And he said, well, we're playing pretty well, obviously. But I said, what's a challenge that maybe either tonight or down the road that could be something that you're going to have to? And he said, right now, foul trouble, and he said no, post play. So they have Jones down, obviously, actually playing post right now, but that's not ideal. So he said just lack of a true post will be something that may be an issue down the road.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Shellstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out as our presenting sponsor. Visit one of their three locations in Hiawatha, downtown, or the brand new location in the Westdale Mall area. And we do thank them very much. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. As we come your way on the Wendy's pregame show here on KGYM. And this Prairie basketball team, the only blemish was Saturday against 4A number one Marin. As you mentioned, they led going into the fourth quarter of that game. And head coach Josh Bentley for the Prairie Hawks said, I think we learned something in that particular ball game about maybe time and score situations there. There were some times where we didn't have great possessions. We shot it maybe a little bit earlier than what we planned to with the lead. Said they learned from it, and then he goes, I hope we have a chance to repeat that experience tonight, but do it better.
Well, and I had a chance to talk to Sid McCray, too, and I said, tell me about that game. And she said, we just played great. She said, just kind of down towards the end of the quarter, they said the girls just kind of froze a little bit. And, they just said, we need to handle those situations and take better control of those situations. Because she said, I hope we're going to be in those a lot, which I think they will.
Of course, Hallie Person out tonight. Quinn Deal is going to step into the starting lineup. And she's just coming back off of injury. Has only played in two games so far. So Josh Bentley hasn't had his crew all together so far for this season. Where they're going to miss Person is defensively and rebounding. She's pulling down almost 10 rebounds a game early in her senior season. And like you said, they're going to give her at least tonight off, and hopefully, if all goes well, they'll have her back at Washington coming up on Friday night.
Well, I had a former player with a T-band issue, and those things are nagging. And it starts in the hip, and it's down towards her knees where it's hurting her, and those are nagging injuries, and so all you can do is ice it and rest. And that's easy to say, but when you got something like Hallie, she wants to play, she wants to get in there, and taking a week off would be the best thing for her because, like you said, she's having a great start to her year. She's really been key for the Hawks this year, especially her rebounding.
And two young teams going at it tonight as well. And for Bill McTaggart, he said, it's been a while since six out of my first seven have been sophomores and freshmen. He'll bring two freshmen off the bench here tonight, and Ayanna Lindsay, and also coming in will be Ella Cook off the bench for this City High team. And Prairie, a young team as well. They're going to go with three juniors and a couple of sophomores starting. So could be seeing these two teams, and we will see these two teams in the next handful of years at the top of this conference.
Yeah, and especially with Prairie, they got the three guards, and with Sarah Schmitz obviously leads the way. She's a junior and averaging about 14 points a game, shooting 50% from the field, and she's off to a great start. And Sydney's Sid McCray's only a sophomore, Mallory Majern sophomore. So yeah, you're going to see these two teams battle it out here for the next few years for sure.
City High and Prairie getting set to go at it. The other games tonight in the MVC, we got Iowa City West in town to take on the Kennedy Cougars. Number one Cedar Falls is at Xavier tonight at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. Waterloo East is at Linmar. Washington is up in the Key City to take on Dubuque Waller. Jefferson is also up in Dubuque. They take on Dubuque Senior. And Waterloo West is in Dubuque. They go down Highway 20 to the east. And they are at Dubuque Hempstead tonight. City High has won six in a row in the series. The last Prairie win was January 6th of 2012 by a point at 45-44. Who was coaching
game? Yeah, that might have been somebody I know.
You probably remember that.
I do.
Right down to the last
detail. It was.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while. Too long.
Since
too long.
Prairie and City High.
Well, and when we played them, too, it was we were down with 1.6 seconds, missed our free throw, got a rebound. They fouled us, make them both game over. So it's those. Never saw that before.
Never saw that before, indeed. And get to our starting lineups here. They're brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. As we get ready for the starting lineups to be introduced here at Prairie High School on this Tuesday night. Great to have you with us on 107.5 in 106.3 FM. Skoog McCarlson and Jarrett starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the visitors, the Little Hawks of Iowa City High. They come in 2-0 and 2-0 in conference play, rated number 3 in the state in 5A. And for City High, basically a four-guard lineup. They will go with the Jones sisters. Ashley Jones, 6 feet even, and a senior. And Jones averaging 31 points a game, shooting 71% from the field and 70% from the free throw line. Also at a guard, it'll be number 23, Aubrey Jones, 5'9 and a sophomore, averaging a dozen a game, right at 12 points per ball game. And she's got 4 threes for City High. Right now, let's honor America with our national anthem from Prairie. Spangled Banner here tonight at Prairie. Again, Ashley Jones and Aubrey Jones, two of the guards for City High. Also at a guard, it'll be number 3, Rose Nkumu's third leading scorer at 11 points per ball game. She's shooting at a 63% from the field for the Little Hawks. The fourth guard will be Paige Rocca. She is a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 8.5 points per ball game and a good three-point shooter. 4 out of 6 on the year and 67%. And then the post will be Samantha Grieving. Samantha Grieving, 5'11 and a sophomore, averaging 4.5 points per ball game. Head coach for the City High Little Hawks is Bill McTaggart. Now the Skoog McCarlson Insurance starting lineup for Cedar Rapids Prairie and the Hawks. They will go with a three-guard unit as well. At one guard, it'll be Sid McCray, 5'10", and a sophomore at 10 points per ball game. Also at a guard, it'll be number 1, Sarah Schmidt, 5'9", and a junior, 13.8 points per game, a 46% three-point shooter for Prairie. And the third guard will be the leading scorer, number 10, Mallory McDermott, 5'8", and a sophomore, 14.8 points per ball game, leads Prairie with 8 made threes, shooting 40%. From beyond the arc. And up front at the forwards, it'll be number 20, Rachel Kilpatrick, 6 feet even and a junior at 7 points per ball game, pulls down 4.2 rebounds. And getting a start tonight will be number 40, Quinn Deal, 6 feet even and a junior. And Deal coming off an injury at about 3 points and 6 rebounds a game. Head coach for the Prairie Hawks is Josh Bentley. And our officials, as assigned by Randy Krejci in the MVC, Corey Burkle, Terry Turner, and Joe Gatto. And City High in their traveling red uniforms with the white numbers and the white letters with City High in cursive across the front, the black striping, and the Prairie Hawks in their home white with the orange numbers and orange letters trimmed in black with Prairie across the front and the orange and black. And two teams that are pretty similar going at it in this one tonight. What are you thinking about?
Well, you know, Bill likes to press. You see a 1-2-1-1 zone that he's done for many years. So I'll be curious if he's going to come out tonight in that. I wouldn't doubt if Prairie sees full court pressure right away. That's kind of been Bill's staple right now. So it'll be interesting to see what they end up doing. But again, it's going to be a guard game. You're going to see guard versus guard, and that should be pretty darn fast-paced tonight, too.
Both teams shoot it well from three-point land. Prairie 40%, City High second in 5A at 45%, and they both get to the free throw line. City High a little bit more, And we'll see how it all plays out here this evening. It's going to be Ashley Jones to tip it up in the center circle against Rachel Kilpatrick as we are set to go here on this Tuesday for the Valley Division lead. And we're underway, and Nakumu will bring it up for City High, going to the bucket to our right.
We got a deal on Ashley Jones.
Inside, cutting down the lane and scoring is Aubrey Jones off the nice assist from Rocca.
Not too easy right there.
Here comes that pressure. Prairie breaks it. They got a two-on-two, and the pass across the lane is tipped out of bounds to Deal, and we'll stay with the Hawks. 2-0 lead. We'll see what type of defense City High will play. Pass to the corner, tipped by Nakumu and stolen away by Ashley Jones. Turnover number one. Ashley going one-on-one. Oh. Duck through move. Can't get the shot to go, and the rebound comes out deep. Here comes Schmidt on the run. Cross-court pass, and now bring it back out. Kilpatrick to McCray. A three on the way. No good. Top of the key. Schmidt gets it. She'll turn. Fire up the three. That's off the back iron and goes over the top of the backboard out of bounds.
Well, one thing Prairie's got to be worried about a little bit is getting in a rush game, and that's something they can't do. They got good enough players, good enough guards, so they need to work their offense and get some good shots and don't hurry it.
It'll be Schmidt on to Kumu here. Rocca picked up by Deal for a moment. It's going to be McDermott guarding her. Nakumu cuts into the lane, goes up with the left hand, left is short. Rebound tipped around, kept alive, and underneath the layup good by Ashley Jones as that was kept alive by Grieving.
It was, and Ashley's just always around the right place, always around the board looking to get rebounds.
McDermott pull up three, and she hits left of the circle.
I can't leave McDermott alone either because she's proven this year she's off to a great start shooting.
4-3 in favor of the Little Hawks, and the start we thought it would be. High-scoring track meet here. Jones sisters, they look inside. Now in the high post, Grieving gets it right of the lane. Ashley turns. She gets triple-teamed, tries to dribble through it, and had it poked away and stolen. Lead pass ahead. McCray, a catch in traffic, lost it, picks it up, turns, puts it up, and scores. And Sid McCray puts Prairie on top 5-4.
Yeah, right now good start for the Hawks, and you know, still need to get their shot, and especially McDermott. She's going to need a big game out of all three of those guards.
Far sideline, now up top. Grieving, a bullet pass down low. Ashley Jones fakes, goes up, had it blocked, got it back underneath the Grieving and scores. First two for the 5'11 sophomore. And it's 6-5, City High, and here comes Little Hawk pressure. Pass tip, right back it comes to Kilpatrick, though. She'll bring it up the near side. She's trapped in the corner, almost lost it. It gets it to Schmidt. Takes the left free throw line. Cross court to McDermott. High arching three, going to be way short, and it's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say off of City High.
Yep, off City High.
I think that was off of Rocca. City High. We'll play a little, appears to be zone off the out of bounds, but then they'll match up. No, they're going to stay in the zone this time. To the corner, Schmidt, three, got it.
Nice job by Sid McCray. Nice job by McDermott. Moved the ball around and got it right to Schmidt for an open look.
8-6 in favor of Prairie. Rocca, standing dribble. Now goes crossover. Circles right. Stop and go move into the lane. They're going to get a hold here on Prairie.
Yeah, they're going to set the tone. They're going to have to call a hand check.
Going to get it on Mallory McDermott. That'll be her first. First on Prairie. And it'll be City High to inbound. Right of the glass with Aubrey. Jones gets it into Ashley. Spins in the lane. Goes up with the leaner. No good. But Nakumu with the put back. Oh, in and out. Jones another rebound. And Ashley was fouled going up. And yeah, we talked about Prairie staying in it, rebounding, and City High had a flurry there.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, you look at Nakumu. She's Rose is I saw her as an eighth grader playing, and we're like, boy, that girl's going to be good. And she is. She started as a freshman, and we're just seeing a different player already. She's filling out and just strong, strong player.
Ashley Jones gets the free throw. 16 to 23 coming in. Left that one short. Rebound to Kumu underneath. Goes up and got the roll. Yeah, another great offensive board.
Well, that's where Hallie Person's going to hurt you not being there because City High is just relentless on the board, especially offensive boards.
9-8. Prairie breaks the pressure. Scoop layup. Won't go by Schmidt underneath. And the rebound out of there to Aubrey Jones. Brings it up with the right-hand dribble. Aubrey on the stop-and-go move. Driving in all the way. gets cut off, puts it off the glass, no good on the spin move. Loose underneath, City High with another put back underneath. This one by Ashley Jones.
Yeah, I have six offensive rebounds already for City High, and that's not going to bode well if that trend continues.
11-8 in favor of the Little Hawks. As Prairie's going to go to the bench here. McCray to McDermott. Circles left. Goes cross-court now to Schmidt. Dumps it inside on the block. Deal back outside. McDermott step back three. Front iron no. Deal one-hands the rebound. She'll put it up wildly no off the glass. And Ashley Jones the board for the Little Hawks.
Well, City High is a good team for defending and offensive defensive rebounds.
What a move. Ashley Jones on a step back high jumper. And we're going to get a timeout called here, a 30-second timeout. So we'll take it with them. Four even to play here in the first quarter. And it's Iowa City High 13, Cedar Rapids Prairie 8. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to Prairie after this here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
13-8, City High lead. Bill McTaggart calling that 30-second timeout. Talk things over with his Little Hawks. City High going to stay with the same five out there. Prairie brings in Morgan Erickson. So Josh Bentley trying to get a little bit more rebounding. One-hand floater no good by McDermott from the heart of the lane, and the rebound to City High. Nakumu on the run. Diagonal pass to the corner. Aubrey Jones for three. Left is short. Offensive rebound underneath. Put back good by Paige Rocca.
Yeah, nice job by Paige Rocca. Again, just relentless around the boards.
15-8 and a run right now on the shot block. Erickson or make that Kilpatrick had it knocked out of bounds by Ashley Jones.
Yeah, she was a little surprised. She had an open look, and so just kind of tried to get it up quick and got blocked.
Prairie to inbound on that far sideline. They try to get it into Erickson, and Jones tips it away. As McKenna Monk will come in for the Prairie Hawks. 5'8 junior. And McDermott will get a rest. Inbounds comes to McCray. Goes crossover on Jones. Angles left at the dribble. Bounce down to Erickson on the baseline. Her pass up top, stolen away. Nakumu got in the passing lane. One-on-one, crossover dribble, reverses it up and good with the right hand.
Nice move by Rosa Kumu. Beautiful crossover.
You don't teach that.
No, you don't.
As City High on a big run right now. They lead at 17-8, a 10-0 run. Now we've got a whistle, and Corey Burkle's got a foul on the far side.
Well, right now, Prairie just needs to slow down a little bit offensively, start working their offense, get some movement going, because these guards need to take more of a role getting looks. When they move the ball, Prairie gets a lot of open looks and are very deadly with the ball.
Two freshmen coming in. Ayanna Lindsay will come in for the Little Hawks, 5'7 and a freshman, and Ella Cook, 5'9 freshman. Going to get Erickson on it?
Yep, Erickson and tried to get her teammate open, but anytime you move that shoulder, they're going to call that.
I don't think City High is a team you want to run with.
I don't think it's a team you can run with. I mean, not many teams can do that. Iowa City West could be a team, and Cedar Falls probably.
Cook to Jones, pops the three, got it right on the circle. A deep one for Aubrey Jones. And she's got five, and it's 20-8 City High. And we're going to get a Prairie 30-second timeout here. 2:35 to play here in the first quarter. And it is now 20-8 in favor of City High. Shooting it well, playing very good defense, and rebounding relentlessly.
Yeah, you know, rebounding right now, they're up 10-3 in rebounds. And the thing with City High, what happens if you give City High, Scott, a second chance? They're going to make it. And that's what's happening right now. When you get a second chance rebounds, and they already have seven offensive rebounds, they scored off all of it. So you cannot give City High two opportunities on the offensive end at all.
Tell you what, Nakumu has improved. Sar is a freshman, and she was very good.
Yes.
And has gotten that much better as a sophomore.
Yeah, she is a nice player. In eighth grade, we thought she could have played on any most varsity teams as an eighth grader.
Sid McCray, left-hand dribble, brings it across the timeline, goes one-on-one, all the way in, reverses it up, left it short. Ashley Jones, the rebound, and City High on the run. Jones going coast-to-coast, crossover, all the way in, left-hand layup with a finish.
You think Iowa State's getting a player, Scott? Holy cow, she's good.
9 for Ashley Jones, 5 for Aubrey Jones, and it's 22-8, City High.
She can get to the rim anytime she wants.
McCray goes crossover and a 5-second closely guarded call. Turnover number 4 against Prairie.
Yeah, nice job by Aubrey.
As McDermott back in and Deal back in. 2:02 to play first quarter, and you can see why City High averages 81 a game.
Yep. Prairie's a little 1-3-1, changing up a little bit, but boy, you sure don't want to give him any outside looks on that zone.
Now Sarah Schmidt up top, and there's a 5-second closely guarded call.
Yeah, nice job by Sarah Schmidt on top of the 1-3-1.
Gives it right back. Second turnover on the Little Hawks. 22-8. Schmidt, Kilpatrick, Monk, McDermott, and Deal in there right now for Prairie. Coming off the high ball screen, a little pick and roll, and the pass stolen away. Lead pass, Nakumu, 2-on-2. Drives left of the lane. Kick outside to Jones and walked with it.
Kuma did a nice job defensively, slipping under the screen, defending her, and getting a steal for her teammate.
Was a 15-4 run for City High. And a 22-8 Little Hawk lead. McDermott left of the circle, outside the arc. Picked up by Aubrey Jones, looking for some help. Finally gets it to Schmidt up top. Nakumu on her, comes off the ball screen, back to Deal. Fakes, gets to McDermott. Takes it right free throw line, she'll circle it back outside. Two-person game, they get it inside to Deal. Left-hand high running hook, no good. Got her own rebound, turns, puts it up, no, and Ashley Jones away with it. This very good defense. Pass ahead. Aubrey Jones through traffic and gets the layup down the left baseline.
Boy, and she about ran out of real estate, too, to finish that off. That was a good athletic play by Aubrey.
24-8, under a minute to play, first quarter. And Prairie has been stuck on 8 for a while. Trying to hand it back. Schmidt circling out front. Goes crossover. Takes it left free throw line. Now a bounce underneath the Deal. Gets it to Monk. Runner up. No. And Ashley Jones with the rebound, who is controlling everything. Long up-court pass, tipped out of bounds, going to stay with City High.
That's probably Ashley's first mistake of the game. It's almost turnover and looking up the floor right now. But boy, City High just does a good job defensively, especially as a team. All five are in the passing lanes and causing a lot of problems right now for Prairie to run their offense.
Grieving will come in, and Lindsay will come out. Also, Nakumu will get a rest with 25.2 to go. Score here, Denny Gettle helping us out. Iowa City West, 22, Kennedy 6 at the end of the first quarter. I think there's pretty good basketball in Iowa City.
Yes, they've been pretty dominant here over the last 5 or 6 years.
City High will go for one. Ashley Jones coming right off the ball screen to the corner. Rocca, three-pointer short. Rebound, weak side picked up by Prairie. Up court pass tip to the center line, and the launch at the end of the quarter is no good. We are through one. Number 3, Iowa City High, 24. Number 13, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 8. We'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, he could pick up a pound of coffee for just 33 cents. Prices have changed a bit since then, so now, 7 decades later, $70 would be a very nice windfall, and $700 would be absolutely spectacular. So in honor of Hertine and Stocker's 70th anniversary, you can register right now to win one of 70 $70 gift certificates Hertine and Stocker is giving away. Drawings continue through December 18th. And on that final day, one person's name will be drawn to win the grand prize of a $700 gift certificate for their store. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and register for your chance to win. And be sure to wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
What a first quarter by the City High Little Hawks. They went on a 15-4 burst And they lead it 24-8 after the first quarter. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer back with you. And just a really impressive first quarter of play for City High.
Well, them and Iowa City West, Scott, I mean, who would you take, you know? They're both just tremendous.
Another steal, Nakuma all the way down, and she'll get the easy layup. And every time you turn it over, it's going the other way, and it's probably going to be two.
Yep, they've done a great job of cashing in on most turnovers or offensive rebounds.
Stutter dribble, McDermott goes up with a running one-hander and got the roll with the right hand down the heart of the paint. Five for Mallory McDermott, and that breaks a long try spell. 26-10, Nakumu in there along with Raka, grieving, and Ashley and Aubrey Jones for City High. Crossover dribble, Raka, a little pick and roll inside. Ashley Jones back to Rocco. Wide open three. No. Offensive rebound. McKenna Monk kept it alive. It's out of bounds. Going to go to Prairie.
Yeah, good job by Prairie trying to keep everybody off the boards, but they just realized, too, that if they don't get a body on somebody, the board's going to City High tonight.
McDermott, Monk, Schmidt, Kilpatrick, and Deal in there right now for the Prairie Hawks. 26-10. Prairie with the basketball going to the bucket to our left. Backdoor bounce pass to McDermott. Tried to reverse, and she was fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, nice backdoor cut by McDermott. Good read by Schmidt, too. So nice job of those two.
Samantha Grieving picks it up. Her first, second team foul on the Little Hawks. And the free throw is all net for Mallory McDermott. Only a 43% foul shooter so far, but she's better than that last year and got them both here.
Well, last year, too, Mallory averaged about 8 points at Mallory McDermott. Now she's about 15 points a game. They're going to need her productivity, and she's off to a great start this season.
26-12, lead down to 14. Raka to Grieving in the high post, holds it left of the key. City High working that perimeter right now. Aubrey Jones starts to drive up top to Ashley. A jab step, backs up, three-pointer, ring it up for Ashley Jones.
And how do you guard her? You give her a foot, she's going to take the shot. You go get up on her, she's going to get in the lane. So it's, she's definitely a dual threat.
12 for Ashley Jones, 29-12. Behind the screen, here's McDermott for three. Oh, banked it home. Little wry smile on the face.
Yeah, she smiled at that shot.
29-15, keeps Prairie within 14. Nakumu, standing dribble to the right hand between the circles. Raka trying to look inside to Ashley Jones, who's calling for the ball, didn't get it. Instead, they'll go up top to Nakumu. Right back it comes to Raka, and she traveled with it. She started to go baseline.
Well, right now, Deal's playing behind her, and, pick your poison, but she's going to score a lot. If you don't front her and you play behind her, anytime she gets her hands on the ball in the lane, she's extremely difficult to defend.
McCray back in for Prairie. City High going to stay in the man-to-man. Monk goes baseline, in all the way, at her shot blocked. Ashley Jones coming over to help. Jones on the breakaway. Jones, great pass underneath Nakumu with the layup, who ran the floor beautifully.
Yeah, good job by City High running the floor, getting out on transition, and good look by Ashley.
31-15, 16-point lead now for the Little Hawks. Bouncing the high post to Kilpatrick. Looked inside, gets it up top to Monk. Junior out front with Rock on her. Over on the right side, they'll clear it out. McCray trying to spin her way inside. Bouncing the high post to Kilpatrick. Puts it on the floor. McCray, a little crossover dribble right there. She'll start to go one-on-one. Cut off by Ashley Jones, looking for some help. Tries to bounce it inside, and Aubrey Jones comes away with the steal. Up ahead to Ashley. Ashley on the drive. Leaner up, no good. Offensive rebound. Back up and in for Grieving.
I have that for their eighth offensive rebound. Need a turnover.
Yep, violation on Prairie.
Yep. Hurried it up and just lack of communication, and you can't have those kind of mistakes against City High.
33-15. They go back door. Nakumu up good. Counting the foul off the nice back cut. And they're going to get Monk on the foul. That is already 5 field goals and 10 points for Rose Nakumu. And make it 11. Right at her average already.
Yeah, she's off to a good start.
36-15. 21-point Little Hawk lead. McDermott along the near sideline. Two-person game, gets into McCray. Turns, had her three blocked by Ashley Jones. Great defense. Jones one-on-one on the drive all the way in and scores. And timeout Prairie. As this is getting away from the Hawks. Full timeout. We'll take it with them. 4:23 to play here in the first half. City High 38, Prairie 15. Back in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYN.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the Friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Back with you here at Prairie. As it'll be Hawk ball after that timeout. 38-15. Another run right now. 14-7 run put on by City High. See what Prairie runs off the timeout. Deal just above the free throw line. Trying to back her way in. Gets to McDermott as they work the weave up top to Monk. Starts to come left outside the three-point arc. Long bounce pass, thrown away, out of bounds. Tried to get it to McDermott.
Well, and Paige Rocket did a wonderful job. I got a five-second count, so made her hurry that pass, or she was definitely going to get a five-second count out of that, and that's just something that McKenna Monk needs to just get a little more playing time and understand those situations.
Lindsay and Ella Cook back in for Bill McTaggart. 38-15, top of the key, Cook. They work the triangle left. Inside Ashley Jones. Left the leaner short. And the rebound to Prairie. Long up court pass. Nice catch by Monk. Monk turns, flips it off the glass. No, but got fouled.
Yeah, nice job by Monk to get her body squared up a little bit and drew the foul.
I think they're going to get it on Rose Nakumu. And that'll send McKenna Monk to the free throw line. With a two-shot foul. Prairie a 61% free throw shooting team. And Monk gets the free throw. Came in two out of three on the year as Prairie will bring Morgan Erickson back into the lineup. Free throw number two up and swished right through. It's high school basketball brought to you by First Federal Credit Union tonight. 38-17, 3:33 to play here in the first half. We'll take a look at scores coming up at the break. Rock on the dribble drive all the way in, it scores.
Well, good penetration and almost drew the foul there and not called, but good penetration by her.
Just a good look off there.
It is. City High does a good job spreading it out and picking their poison.
Monk in the lane, high arching floater, no good. Ashley Jones with the rebound. Six-footer will bring it up herself. Can dribble with the best of them like a point guard. Back to Nakumu. Jones setting up at the free throw line now. Cut. Ashley gets it. Erickson on her. Ashley coming right. They double team her. Back to Lindsay. She'll go up with a runner in the lane. In and out. Got her own rebound. Puts it up and scores. Another offensive board for City High.
Well, and again, the second shot opportunities are killing Prairie right now.
Ayanna Lindsay with their first field goal. 42-17. Stutter dribble driving in and a foul on Nakumu. Fouled Sarah Schmidt. Aubrey wanted to check in with us.
Yeah, it's we must look official.
Nakumu picks up her second foul, 14th foul. The free throw good by Schmidt. And Aubrey Jones will come in, and Nakumu probably will sit for the rest of the half.
You know, right now, Prairie's guards are tremendous, tremendous shooters, tremendous players. But right now, it's City High's defense that's causing them to not get great looks. And that's where Prairie needs to get some better ball movement, get some better looks. But that comes down to the defensive effort by City High. Hey,
42-19. Prairie won the JV game tonight. Swing. Low scoring affair, 27-18.
Stay on that side. Swing. Go. There you go.
Cross court pass. Aubrey Jones, left side three. No good short. Rebound tapped around. Comes right down to Cook, who gets the layup with the right hand. Ella Cook's first points. 44-19, and all seven that have played for City High have scored. Baseline runner won't go. Rebound on the weak side, Ashley Jones. And a reach-in foul going to be called on McKenna Monk. That'll be her second. Still only the 15th foul on Cedar Rapids Prairie. And City High will walk it up. Under two to play, first half. Rocca to Lindsay. Lindsay, bullet pass inside tip, but City High gets it back.
Move it.
Prairie in the zone still. Penetrate, kick to the corner. Jones off the run. Jumper no good from 18. Offensive rebound, City High, and then knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Little Hawk ball. 44-19. Prairie led early, 5-4, but it's been all City High since then. Good bullet pass inside. Jones turns, puts it up, in and out with the right hand. Rebound, put back Lindsay, no good. Still loose in the lane. City High gets it. Back outside, Aubrey Jones, three. Back iron, no. Another chance for City High, and the layup no good this time underneath by Rocca. They chase it in the far corner, and Aubrey Jones comes away with it.
Four offensive rebounds right there, Scott, in this set alone.
Aubrey circles right. Quickly to the baseline. Lindsay, jumper way off, but it comes down in the hands of City High. Third effort, fifth, sixth, seventh. Finally, Ashley Jones gets it.
Six offensive rebounds in that one possession right there.
16 for Ashley Jones, and it's 46-19. Run off the high ball screen. Monk had her shot rejected by Rocca. Only a sophomore, she's a good one. Lindsay working the perimeter over in the near side corner. Cross-court pass, Rocca fakes, now goes in the corner. Jones, three-pointer, ring it up. Ashley Jones, second triple. My goodness.
Scott, you and I could get three friends together, and we still couldn't stop her if it was five-on-one.
49-19. Oh. Near steal, Kilpatrick gets loose. Her jumper won't go, just above the right free throw line. City High, 10 seconds to play, first half. Bringing it up, Aubrey Jones, stutter dribble, goes baseline, leaves it for Ashley, off the glass, two more.
Nice job by Audrey, drew the defender over and dribble penetration, got it out to her sister.
First half, where City High dominates. Number three looking the part over number 13, Prairie. It's City High, 51, Cedar Rapids, Prairie, 19. We'll come back, talk halftime with you. For Prairie, after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk, Wingo.
Hit me, big fella.
Athletes love to talk trash, right?
Absolutely. Like you couldn't cover a bed with a blanket or you couldn't catch a cold.
Yep. That's good. Well, athletes aren't the only ones who love to talk smack. Those big wireless companies love to brag about how great their data plans are.
Sure, they say they have, quote, unlimited plan, end quote, until you run out of data and they hit you with a data overage.
Bingo, just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. Their ultimate unlimited plan is exactly that, unlimited. You get all the high-speed 4G LTE data you need for just $55 a month.
And no overages.
Exactly. All on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, best phones, best networks, and now the best unlimited data deal.
It speaks for itself.
Straight Talk's ultimate unlimited plan. Get 4G LTE data that never runs out for just $55 a month. Available at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Back with you here at Prairie. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer with you at halftime. Number 3, City High, 51. Number 13, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 19. And what a first half. You'd have to nitpick to find something that City High didn't do well in that first half. Okay, Ashley Jones missed a free throw.
Okay, that's, yeah, you're right, that's it. I mean, it's,
there you go.
Just relentless. And, boy, Scott, you know, we've seen a lot of basketball, we've seen a lot of good teams, but tonight, unbelievable. Just no words to describe how the two games in, you would think they've had 10 games under their belt right now, and the way they're playing just offensively, and it's not just their offense, their defense is really, how many turnovers have they, you know, created?
10 turnovers.
Yeah, 10 turnovers with their defense, and so you can say it's offense, but really, City High, their defensive effort tonight and their rebounding has been really the key to why the score is what it is at halftime.
Yeah, and creating turnover, not only just creating the turnovers, Steve, but also taking advantage of it and scoring off of each and every one. And then the offensive rebounding has just been relentless.
I bet they have 30 points just off their offensive rebounding alone tonight out of their 51, and just relentless. And just anytime the ball goes up, Scott, it's not just one City High player on the ball. You have two or three fighting for that rebound or loose ball, which is, you know, kudos to them and their coaching staff, because those girls are going after everything they can.
And keep in mind, this is a Prairie team that led 4A number one Marion going into the fourth quarter on Saturday. This is not chopped liver that they're doing this to.
No, not at all. And Prairie's going to have a good season, are having a good season, and will win a lot of games this year. It's just, you know, tonight you miss Hallie, that changes things. I mean, Hallie's a starter, you lose a starter, it changes your dynamics a little bit, and people aren't, you know, their roles change a little bit when somebody comes off the bench and who else somebody's guarding. So that does change your role a little bit, and may have a little impact on this. And Prairie right now, you know, they have a really nice team. They got some guards that can light it up. They just got to get some continuity going on offense, but a lot of that is City High's defense that's taken away some of that continuity.
Let's take a look at our first half scoring in this one. First of all, for Iowa City High, the Little Hawks being led by Ashley Jones, 21 points, 9 field goals, 2 of those from 3, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half for the future Iowa State Cyclone. 11 for Rose Nkumu. Did pick up 2 fouls, but 5 field goals and a free throw in that first half. 7 points for Aubrey Jones, including a 3-pointer. Paige Rocca with 4. Samantha Grieving with 4. Ayanna Lindsay with 2. And Ella Cook with 2 for City High's 51. For Prairie, Mallory McDermott hit a couple of threes early. Leads Prairie with 10. 5 for Sarah Schmidt. Sid McCray has 2. And McKenna Monk with a couple of free throws for 2. Turnovers, Prairie with 10 in the first half. City High with 4 in the first half of play. City High, 2 out of 3, 67% from the free throw line. 6 out of 6 for Prairie from the free throw line. Both teams with 3 trays in that first half, but City High with 22-point field goals to 2 for Prairie. How about rebounds?
Well, this is
going to be ugly.
Yeah, it's
if you're a Prairie off.
Yeah, and, you know, it is right now, but right now it's City High with 27 rebounds to Prairie 6. And I have Prairie with 3 offensive, 3 defensive. And for City High, they have 16 offensive rebounds. And out of those 32-point opportunities, Scott, it wouldn't surprise me if they got 32 points out of those. But 16 offensive, 11 defensive for a total of 27 rebounds. So just unbelievable job on the boards for City High.
There was one spurt and one flurry where you said 6 offensive rebounds City High got?
Yeah, just that last set there. They had 6 offensive rebounds in that last offensive transition.
51-19, the lead at halftime for City High. And the one big score tonight on girls basketball The big battle between number one and 2A and number one and 1A ended up 2A wins it tonight in the Tri-Rivers, didn't they, Steve?
Yeah, it looks like North Lynn ended up beating Springville 48-35. So, you know, we've seen North Lynn, too. And, boy, two great teams, two great programs. And but the score doesn't shock me. I mean, North Lynn is a darn good ball game or ball team.
So they'll both stay number one, I'm sure. I know North Lynn will. And I'm sure same thing is going to be for Springville, even though they fell tonight. Also tonight, it is Iowa City West on top of Kennedy, 37-21. That is a halftime score over at Kennedy. Both teams back out. Lee City High back out, awaiting Prairie here for their second half warm-up. So we'll take another two-minute timeout and come back with third quarter action. Score at the break of this girls' Mississippi Valley Conference contest. It's Iowa City High 51, Cedar Rapids Prairie 19. Back after this on KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Friday night, it's a Metro MVC doubleheader right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join us Friday at 5:50 as the Xavier Saints host the Linmar Lions. The girls' game is up first on 107.5 FM at 5:50, followed by the boys' game on 1600 AM at 7:30. That's an NBC Hoops Double Dip presented by First Federal Credit Union. Linmar at Xavier, Friday starting at 5:50 right here on KGYM. More basketball coming your way on Thursday night on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as it will be the Solon girls taking on West Branch, and we'll have that one for you coming up on Thursday night. Friday night, it'll be doubleheader action as we will be at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. It'll be Xavier taking on the Linmar Lions. Xavier right now trailing number one Cedar Falls, 32-15 at halftime. We'll also have the CPU at CCA boys game. Alex Kuhn will have that one coming up on Friday night. And, your city high you didn't want halftime to come, and every coach that's ever put on a whistle has been in this situation. The Prairie's in here at halftime.
Yeah, I've definitely been in those situations, and you know, a lot of you just got to find the positives and make some adjustments. And you know, they're just rebounding right now. That's got to be a focus for Prairie.
City High with the basketball. Prairie starting things off with that 1-3-1. They're trying to overplay the passing lanes. Ball fake. Aubrey Jones, runner from 12, got the roll. Aubrey with her ninth point. 53-19, and we're almost to the 35-point mark. Believe it or not.
Yeah, that's something we weren't expecting, but it does happen. And the way City High, there's a lot of teams right now City High would beat by this margin.
McDermott on the drive through the lane. Floats it up with the right hand, no good. And then Deal knocked it out of bounds. It'll be City High ball. Let's set the lineups as we start half number two. McCray, Kilpatrick, Deal, Schmidt, and McDermott for the Prairie Hawks and for City High. Aubrey Jones, Ashley Jones, Grieving, Nakumu, and Rocca. And I wonder if Prairie's playing a little diamond and one. Well, no, they're playing a little zone. Nakumu weaves through traffic and got the little leaner to go.
Boy, what an addition she's been. You know, coming in as a freshman, now a sophomore, you're just seeing a more confident player.
Now it's 55-19, and Prairie banks one in for three with Sarah Schmidt from the left wing.
Yeah, the last two threes have been using the glass.
55-22. Rocca, left of the circle, against that zone. They work the perimeter, cross-court pass. Aubrey Jones will turn, fire the three, no good. Rebound picked out of there by Kilpatrick. Lead pass to Deal, right of the lane, trying to get it, and stepping on the baseline after an interception was Nakumu.
Yeah, we're at the running clock right now.
So what's it got to go under for the clock to stop?
I believe 30, okay. Scott, but I believe 30 for it to stop.
Off the inbound, the shot rejected out of bounds by Ashley Jones. And Prairie will inbound left of the glass looking in. They get it down low on the block. Little left-hand hook won't go. That time by Deal.
Yeah, nice move by Deal. Good spin move, good left hand.
Here comes Ashley Jones in a hurry. Up floor for City High. Nakumu, good pass down low to Grieving. Off the glass with it, got the roll. And City High not only playing well, but shooting well, too.
They are. Just every shot that they, you know, balanced, off balance, sideways, it's all going in right now.
57-22, baseline drive by McDermott. And before the shot, she got pushed and fouled. And the foul is going to go against Paige Rocca.
Yeah, little hand check, holding.
That'll be her first team foul of the half. And on the inbounds, McCray gets the high lob pass. They'll clear it out for her, drives the lane and scores with the left hand.
Good strong move by Sid. Saw the lane, took it right at her, and just such a strong player. Puts a lot of time into her game.
57-24, 5 minutes played, third quarter. Nakumu, ball handling out front, high post to Ashley Jones, fakes, now turns, puts up to jumper, no, too strong, and chased down by McDermott. Prairie coming the other way, left to right, here in the third quarter. McCray, crossover dribble out front, circles left, takes the top of the key. Long bounce pass to McDermott. Fakes, comes right with a stutter dribble, stops at the free throw line, back to Schmidt up top. 4.5 to play, little pick and roll inside, catching traffic by Kilpatrick and got tied up. Good defense there by Aubrey Jones, helping out.
Good hands. She brought the ball down, and once you bring the ball down, Eric brings the ball down, and good job by City High getting their hands involved.
Schmidt face guarded by Nakumu, looking to get it in, and the pass goes out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on the Hawks. 57-24. Jeff Downing says it's under 25. He's an official.
25. Yeah, well, he would know. I always thought it was 30. That's good to know.
High post Grieving, and we got a hold as I think Deal holding Ashley Jones away from the ball. It's her second, first on Prairie of the half. And this clock's going to roll here.
Yeah, we're already under 4 minutes.
57-24. City High with the basketball. Bill McTaggart up, calling out the play. Little pick and roll. Pass inside, deflected. Grieving gets it. Turns, puts it up, no good. Got her own rebound. Forces it up, no. Rebound again by Rocca underneath. Leaner up, no. Goes out of bounds. Ooh, they're going to give it to Prairie.
Again, just City High being active, and just they will not let a ball go unnoticed on that rebounding effort.
3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Basketball, Kilpatrick, top of the key. McDermott's pass inside, tip. It comes down in the hands of Schmidt, tries to dribble through traffic. And a hand check on Ashley Jones. Her first, second team foul as Lindsay will come in. And Cook.
Freshman coming in.
As Grieving will check out and Aubrey Jones will check out.
Well, it's good Deal's back. That's going to help them. That gives us some depth, especially when we can get they get Hallie Person back.
Off the inbound, step back jumper good by McDermott. Put it on the floor, created some space, got the two.
Yeah, she's good at that. She puts a lot of time in as well. twice the shooter she was and twice as confident from last year, which is good to see.
57-26. Rocca going one-on-one. Cut off by the help. Kilpatrick coming over. Goes back door for the easy layup.
Yeah, Perry did a nice job. They double-teamed her. She stopped the dribble, but, boy, she was able to find her teammate and get a nice bounce pass.
Ella Cook, second field goal. She's got four, and it's 59-26. Off the clear out. McDermott one-on-one all the way in and finishes with a right hand.
A little hesitation there. Got her to get off balance and took it right at her.
59-28. Nakuma going one-on-one. Puts up the floater. No, and we got a rebounding foul on who? City High?
Yep. Looks like number 20, I believe.
Ella Cook.
Yep, good box out by Sid McCray.
Third foul on City. As Prairie will walk it up. Minute 20 to play, third quarter. Number three.
Great coming up.
Looking really good tonight. Monk, yo-yo dribble right out of the circle. Gets into McDermott going one-on-one again and got fouled by Aubrey Jones.
Well, right now you're seeing Mallory McDermott just kind of take over a little bit, saying, you know, we got to make something happen, and it's going to start with me, and she's going to make some things happen. And she got to the free throw line, got a step back already.
Free throw by the right-hander is no good. And Mallory McDermott came in averaging 14.8, already at 14 in this game.
And last year she was averaging about 8 points a game, so she's really stepped it up offensively for her team.
59-29, City High out in front. Under a minute to play here in quarter three. Nakumu angling right off the high ball screen to Ashley Jones. They clear out the lane, four goes one-on-one. Layup with the left hand, too strong. Rebounded by Prairie. Here comes McDermott. No look pass. Pull up three. Schmidt. Front iron. No. Rebounded down there by Ella Cook. And here comes City High up. On the ball fake. Lindsay drives. Leaves it for Nakumu. Down the lane. And the shot good. But yeah, it will count.
They counted it. Boy, nice finish by Rose Nakumu.
Going to get the foul on McCray. And the three-point opportunity coming up for Rose Nakumu. As Ashley Kennan will come in for City High. Free throw right through for Nakumu. It's great to have a Nakumu and a Rocca for your third and fourth look.
Yeah, look, exactly. And those two could lead a team, too. So it just it's amazing what they got such a nice balanced roster.
Greeting back in. 13 seconds to play. Layup won't go. It's out of bounds. Going to stay with Prairie. Clock continues to run, and that may take us to the end of the third quarter. Prairie will get it in. McDermott driving baseline. Pocket pick by Lindsay, and that's it for the third quarter. After three, it's Iowa City High 62 and Cedar Rapids Prairie 29. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on the Gym.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
We are back to start the fourth quarter here for Prairie, 62-29, City High with the lead. As the Little Hawks gone to the bench now. Ella Cook in there. Anna Lindsay in there. Aubrey Jones. Kennan. And also in there is Samantha Grieving. City High ball, little pick and roll underneath the Grieving, posting up, left hand layup rimming, no, got her own rebound, back up and in. Tell you, she's a sophomore. She's going to be a good post.
She does, and she's doing some things that are just being physical for them and, you know, using her body well and keeping the rebound and the shots alive.
64-29, backdoor look underneath McDermott. Her reverse blocked out of there. Aubrey Jones got it. Outlet pass. Here comes Watkins or Lindsay in the open court. Kennan, cross-court pass to Grieving as City High working that perimeter now. Coming off the screen, Aubrey Jones, no on the layup, but she got bumped and fouled.
Just a quick step into that lane, too, by Aubrey Jones, and just something we've seen both her sisters do. And she's got a – Courtney is, a sophomore or junior at
– Over in Illinois.
University of Illinois.
Aubrey on the free throw line, first one good. I'll tell you what, you see how crisply – they ran that play, too, with a lot of the second-teamers in there.
Yeah, everything's just, you're right, Scott, and, you know, they bring in some people, but they run their offense so good. And again, like I said earlier, you think they're 10 games in.
Aubrey Jones got the rebound, put back, no, third effort, up good. Just found space there, spinning on the right block, and Aubrey Jones now has a dozen. 67-29. Schmidt going one-on-one and scores.
Yeah, good take by Schmidt, too. So could have drew a three-point play almost out of that.
And the runner right of the lane off the clear out. Lindsay going baseline. Shot hit the bottom of the iron. Here comes McCray the other way. Up court pass tip. Now they got a two-on-one. McDermott, no look, bounce underneath. Stolen away by Aubrey. Jones comes away with it. 67-31 City High. They double up on her. Out top, deep three up, good by Kennan. Her first points.
Well, that was about 26 feet out, too.
70-31, behind the screen, McDermott will rise for three, no good. Tipped underneath
nice
the McCray.
Nice tip by Kilpatrick. Looked like she got the rebound, saw her teammate, and just tipped it in the air.
70-33, 6:04 to play here in the ball game. Lindsay, stop and go move. Nice bounce underneath. Layup good. Two-person game there.
Boy,
clear out the Grieving.
Yeah, what a bounce pass, too, right under her arm, and perfect pass.
Freshman and a sophomore.
See, they got a lot of young talent so far this year in the games we've had.
72-33. Spread to court. Going one-on-one. Schmidt floater with the right hand good down the paint. Schmidt with 12, and it's 72-35. 5.5 to play in the game. Aubrey going one-on-one. Stops, goes off the glass. Two more.
Sophomore.
5-9.
Sophomore.
74-35. Monk driving into the lane. Goes off the glass with it. No, but drew the foul. Team foul number 5 on City High. And Grieving will pick up the foul. And the free throw up good for McKenna Monk. Has one more. As coming in, Virginia Maturi will come in for City High. Grieving will check out. Nakumu is going to come out as Rocca will come in. Free throw number 2 dips in and out. And the rebound plucked down by Virginia Maturi. 74-36. Rocco now run the point for the Little Hawks. Gets it over to Lindsay. To Maturi. They work the perimeter right side. Cross court pass. Tipped away, stolen. McDermott going one-on-one the other way and is fouling on the layup.
Yeah, good defense and good effort by McDermott. Get her hand in there and attack the rim.
Kennan picks up the foul, her first. And McDermott to the free throw line. 3 out of 4 tonight. And make it 4 out of 5.
Well, you said it at the start of the ball game, Scott. You look at City High, their next two games, at Cedar Falls and then Iowa City West. I mean, that's really going to tell you right now.
I'd pay double to see that game Friday night.
I would, too. And that just tells you where they're at. And that's two good ball games and two good challenges for them.
74-37. They'll clear it out the right side. Rocket going one-on-one and gets the friendly roll on the little floater. 6 now for Paige Rocket. 76-37, 4.5 to play. McDermott coming off the screen. High floating teardrop, good. Front iron and down.
Right now, both teams just exchanging the old pick and roll and getting looks at the basket.
Is this good offense or bad defense?
I think it's a little both right now.
That's what we'll go with, right?
Yeah.
Off the clear out. They go one-on-one. Rocca had it knocked away. Picked up by Kennan, though. Her cross-court pass tipped. And it comes down the hands of City High. Outside, here's a three. Cook, too strong. Offensive rebound. Maturi, no good on the fall away. And McCray coming the other way. Under four to play in the ball game. McCray going one-on-one. Can't get the layup. Rebounded out of there by Ella Cook. 76-39. We'll talk to Bill McTaggart coming up after the game. Off the ball fake. Rock on the drive all the way down the lane and scores.
Well, I tell you what, Scott, that Paige Rock has had a nice ball game too. Just a consistent player. And she's done a lot of nice things for City High.
Three won't go. Left side. 3:20 to play. Rocca walking it up. Off the clear out. Spin move down the left block. Got doubled. Left it to Maturi with the jumper. No. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Prairie ball. As coming in for City High, Emily Kanicki and Skye Spencer. 78-39. Did not think that we were going to see this margin in this game.
Well, and just a continuous clock so early, too. It started with about a minute or two into that third quarter, but City High has just played a whale of a ball game on both ends of the floor.
Prairie working the perimeter. Turnaround one-hander, good. McDermott again. She's had a nice night with 20.
Yeah, she's had a very nice night. And hopefully, they'll rebound. They got a tough schedule coming back themselves. So Prairie's got at Wash, then Cedar Falls, Linmar, and Iowa City West.
2:17 to play. Spencer lob out top. Putting on the floor. Lindsay starts a drive. Down the corner to Maturi. Who wants to shoot it here? Well, now, you and I would have shot it by now.
For sure. This is when I usually got in.
Pass tipped away. They try to get it inside to Spencer, and it's stolen away. Erickson comes away with it. Only the sixth City High turnover. Over on the left side, McDermott for three and got another one. And got to get a timeout to get some new players in for Prairie.
Yeah, that was a good call by Coach Bentley. Get some other players in right now. And they got to rest up for their upcoming game on Friday.
Foster in. Monique Adams coming in. Jenna Leggett will come in. Monk will stay in there as well. 78-44, minute 40 to play here in the ball game. Kennan going one-on-one, takes the left free throw line, cross-court pass to Lindsay. City High will go to 3-0 on the year. Maturi inside on the right block, turnaround short. And here comes Prairie the other way. Jenna Leggett will bring it up. Leggett all the way down the lane. Can't get the roll. Tipped around underneath. Saved in by City High. To Skye Spencer.
Hey, one. Get it set up.
Bill McTaggart still coaching.
Yep, that's good to see. And Jenna Leggett, dad is Scott, who's won a state tennis title here as a coach.
That's right. Lindsay circles in the lane. Got bumped. I think it's going to take an act of Congress to get a foul at this point,
yeah.
As it goes out of bounds.
Or even a travel.
City High's seventh turnover in the ball game.
Yeah, I had an official one time. We were getting smoked pretty good by 30 or 40 points, and I told the officials, you call another foul and stop this clock, or I'm going to use all my timeouts.
Adams may bring snow with that three. That was the high archer of all high archers. But it goes, 78-47, and pass goes out of bounds as Maturi got her legs tangled up with Adams. Under 10 seconds to play. Going to be 78-47 unless Monk can add to it at the free throw line. As she was fouled by Kennan.
Yep, good crossover and good take. And she's been a nice addition to their rotation, too. Her sister... played as well, and just good little athletes.
Monk gets the free throw. One more coming up. 78-48. And the second free throw going to be short. Goes on the floor. Up, no good. That's it. Very, very impressive win tonight by Iowa City High. Little Hawks, rated third in the state at 5A. 78, number 13, Prairie, 48. We'll come back and have the postgame show after this two-minute timeout. As you're listening, girls high school basketball from KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Napa Know How.
Screwdrivers are like socks. Somehow the one you need is always missing. Lucky for you, Napa has a 26-piece screwdriver set on sale for just $19.99. Get it to replace lost tools or upgrade your current set for your neighbor to borrow and never return. Again, 26 screwdrivers for just $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie as we come your way on the True North postgame show. Scott Udash alongside Steve Dozer as the City High Little Hawks get a 30-point win tonight, 78-48 here in Mississippi Valley Conference girls play. Prairie had a 5-4 lead, and that did not last long. 15-4 run by City High. He busted it open. It was 24-18 after the first quarter, and then it was another big run, I believe 18-4, and then it was Katie Barr the door after that.
Yeah, it was Katie Barr the door, and it just started with the defensive pressure and offensive, you know, putbacks, rebounding, and, boy, just relentless and great teamwork defensively and offensively. It wasn't just the Jones sisters, obviously. You know, obviously they're the main cogs, but boy, just a well balanced offensive and defensive machine. And you said it too. When their second team came in, crisp. Third team came in, they ran a crisp offense. So, very well coached team.
And just they shot it well, they rebounded well, took care of the basketball well, played defense well. And, boy, that's a recipe for success, no matter what level you're on.
Well, and he said, you know, we have to play Ashley in the post. Oh, that's too bad. I mean, what a job she does in the post. I mean, tell me, it'd be hard-pressed to find a post player as good as her. So, yep, she's tough.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in our ball game tonight for City High. 3-0 on the year and 3-0 in the MVC. Four in double figures led tonight by Ashley Jones, 21 points, and all in the first half. And basically didn't play much in the second half, to be honest with you, just a couple minutes.
Yeah, didn't need to. And but, you know, we saw the two freshmen that came in did a really nice job, you know, with Ella Cook and Lindsay. Ayanna Lindsay, I believe. And,
yep.
Boy, two nice special freshmen there too, and you know Aubrey had a nice game coming in, and they're like you said, I'd pay admission to see him play West. I'd pay admission to see him play Cedar Falls. So those are going to be two fun games to and two in a row.
Yep.
I mean, this is going to be a big thing for them conference standing wise too. You're going to come out of this looking pretty darn good, or it's going to be a challenge if you get one or two losses in there.
Yep, Cedar Falls and West coming up on Friday and Tuesday. So 21 for Ashley Jones. Rose Nakumu at 16 points tonight. 7 field goals and 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 14 for Aubrey Jones tonight, just above her average. Samantha Grieving ended up with 12 points in the ball game, or 10 points, I beg your pardon, on 5 field goals this evening. 8 points for Paige Rocca tonight. 4 points for Ella Cook. Ashley Kennan with 3, and Ayanna Lindsay with 2. For Prairie, they were led by Mallory McDermott with a team in game-high 23 tonight. 10 in the first half, 13 in the second half. Sarah Schmidt had 12, 6 for Sid McCray. McKenna Monk had 4, and Anique Adams had that high rainbow 3. That's for her 3 points of the night. 13 turnovers in the ball game for Prairie, and City High had only 8 turnovers in this one. 9 bench points for City High and 7 for the Prairie Hawks in this one here tonight. And, Bill McTaggart, kind enough to join us after this one. And I was kidding you before the game. You guys needed to lift that field goal percentage. You were second in 5A. I think you may be first tonight. You got to be happy with the way the Little Hawks played tonight.
Very pleased with the first half. And from the first game to this game, our man defense has gotten a lot better. And I told the girls that in the locker room. And we just have to keep getting better. But this was our best first half of the season was today.
Yeah, came out. It was 5-4, and then you guys went on a big, big run. And you shot the ball well, but offensive rebounds were what really killed Prairie tonight.
Yeah, we hit the offensive glass really well tonight. And we've done really well on the boards this year. And this is probably one of the shortest teams I've had, and it was a lot of fight, and I was very pleased with the effort on both the offense and defensive end.
I was going to say, on the defensive side as well, you held a pretty good team down to 48 tonight, so you got to be happy with the defense.
Yeah, this Prairie team's going to win a lot of games this year. I saw them on tape. I watched all of their other games, and I thought this would be single-digit game. It could have gone either way, but we took them out the first half and couldn't be more pleased than I am right now.
Well, and I told Scott, you know, obviously you got the Jones girls and all that, but I said all this started with rebounding and defense tonight. There was no – the offense was not created from them offensively. It was all
this
defense.
This guy coach once or something.
He must
yeah,
have.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you know, you appreciate good defensive efforts and you appreciate good rebounding, and that you had both of that tonight.
Yep. No, the spoken like a true coach there.
Boy, yeah.
Coach Dozier, yeah. No. Our offense starts with our defense. When we're creating turnovers and hitting the glass, we can run pretty well. Our girls are pretty quick, and the key is, oh, yeah, I get the rebound to kick it out. So,
well, I bet you had 36, 38 off points just off your offensive rebounds and back tonight.
Yeah. No, I didn't realize we would it was kind of startling that our stat was that lopsided, but we'll take it.
Well, and you had one flurry. You had 6 offensive rebounds there in the second quarter. Relentless.
I know. I think everybody had one.
Yeah, and that's that alone.
How about the improvement? She had a great freshman year for Rose last year, but just her improvement from freshman to sophomore. She just looks like she has so much confidence in running this ball club right now.
Yes, so she gets better every week, and she ran the show tonight very well, and good point guard because she controls the tempo for us, and very heady player.
Yeah, she didn't force anything tonight, and you know, I'm coaching eighth grade, had her 2 years ago, and I just said, my God, that girl's special already at eighth grade. And you can see it now, just her maturity from last year to now. She was a good player last year, but, boy, I've seen a lot of strides already, and that's going to be dangerous for you guys.
Yes, that's definitely. And Rose has got a good outside shot. She just doesn't have to take it much with our team.
Yeah. Well, just Cedar Falls and West now coming up, the next two.
It'll be Iowa and Iowa State. Yeah.
But, Cedar Falls is going to be a great challenge up there coming up on Friday night, isn't it?
We're going to have to rebound like we did tonight to have a chance against Cedar Falls. I've just seen just a little tape on them, 2 games, And that's one of their strengths is they get second shots.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to that game.
Well, yeah.
And now you can talk about it.
That's right. I hope we can hold up our end of the bargain.
Well, Bill, we'll let you get on that bus. Hopefully it's nice and toasty.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thanks,
appreciate
Bill. Congratulations.
Job, bye, guys.
Great win. Bill McTaggart, head coach of the City High Little Hawks, as they win it tonight, 78-48 here over Cedar Rapids Prairie. And like I said, I'd go and pay double to see City High and Cedar Falls coming up on Friday night.
That's that's just going to be a great matchup, one versus two, you know, and that's that could show something here what state tournament may look like. And then you got Iowa City West, so those are Final Four team possibilities just in those three teams alone. So and they play back to back, so tremendous ball games coming up for City High right now.
Well, for City High, what you're impressed by is the fact that there are seven players in this rotation, and there's not a you got Ashley Jones, who's special. Aubrey, I think, is going to be in 2 years' time just as special. A different type of player, though, but there's just no drop off. You cannot lay off somebody else, or they're going to beat you, whether it's Raka, whether it's Grieving, whether it's Rose Nakumu, even the two freshmen coming off the bench.
Bill's always had about seven players, and they know how to play with seven. Well, right now, they're seven or eight deep, and a strong seven or eight deep, and that's really going to bode well for them. They can afford a little bit of foul trouble, and, you know, I'm just impressed with the inside game as well, and just a physical and finesse team, if you can say both. But they are physical, and they are a finesse team as well. So just outstanding game tonight.
And for Prairie, you just go back to the drawing board. You got to get ready for Washington coming up now, 3-2 and 2-1 in league play. It's not the end of the world. You ran into a City High team that played really, really well tonight.
Yeah, and for Prairie, they, like Coach Patek said, they're going to get some wins. Absolutely, they're going to get some wins. They're off to a great start already, and led Marion most of the way. They got a stretch in there. They got Lindmar coming up as well, and they got one of the Dubuque schools, I believe, and Xavier, so they're going to have their hands full. They got Iowa City West as well. So Prairie's going to win a lot of games, and it'll be nice if once they're full healthy, you got Deal back, which is good, and if once you can get Hallie Person back, that just makes things a little bit better for them as well.
Yeah, and Mallory McDermott, 23 points tonight. Granted, the game was out of control in the second half, but still did a very, very good job of getting out there, running things in the second half, and scoring.
Yeah, you can say game got out of control, but she's somebody that took the initiative to say, hey, I need to make something happen for my team, and she did. And, those three guards play well, but they weren't able to get into any flow because of City High's defensive pressure, and they just did a nice job of getting us Prairie out of their flow, and they were rushing some shots, and we're like, oh, I got a quick look, I'm gonna shoot it quick because I have a look. And that's something City High did. They set the tone defensively for sure.
Well, it's gonna be fun to watch these big three go at it, and it starts coming up on Friday when City High goes up to Cedar Falls to take on number one Tigers, and that should be a whole lot of fun. But we need to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by Rain or Door. And
can't pick team, huh?
Can't pick team.
Because they all did.
I mean, we could.
Yeah, right.
Or we can just say Jones.
Yeah, you could say Jones and be covered. But just what a floor game by Jones. And Ashley, just not only her offensive, she gets the rebound, Scott. You see her head's on a swivel, and she's looking up the floor, too, to get it to her teammates.
They're always looking basically two moves ahead.
They are. And they're, Pat Summitt's old thing was get it to somebody who has a better shot than you. And that's what she did tonight.
So Ashley Jones will go with the senior tonight as our Rain or Door player of the game. 21-point performance tonight, all in the first half for the 6-foot senior headed to Iowa State to play for the Cyclones coming up next year. So congratulations going out to Ashley Jones. And coming up on Thursday night on the FMs, 107.5, 106.3 FM, we will have more girls basketball. West Branch and Solon will go at it in a non-conference. Conference affair. That'll be coming up on Thursday night. Friday night, doubleheader action. We'll start things off on 107.5 FM with the girls game. Steve, you'll join me. Our first look at the Xavier Saints. They will take on the Linmar Lions. And Linmar got their first win, and we'll see if how things progress after that. If the Lions can, they were playing Waterloo East tonight. I did not see a score on that one. And we'll see them against Xavier coming up on Friday night. 107.5 for the girls game. And then after that, it'll be 1600 AM for the boys game. Phil Dunn will join me for that one. And on both FMs, 107.5, 106.3 FM at 7:30 on Friday night, it'll be boys WOMAC basketball. Center Point Urbana in Tiffin to take on Clear Creek Amana. Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson on the call of that one. So that's our lineup coming up in the next few days here on KGYM.
Yep, it's some good basketball ahead. We have not seen Xavier, and I'll be looking forward to seeing that. And we've seen Linmar, so yeah, it'd be good to see what Xavier's got right now. And you know, Tom Lilly, I don't know how many wins he has, but he's got to be pushing another milestone.
He's got a bunch.
Yes, he does.
No doubt about that. So we'll see you over at Xavier on Friday night.
Looking forward to it.
All right, it's going to wrap things up here from Prairie. A big thanks to Jeff Downing back into studio for all his help. Thanks to all the great sports-minded boosters that come your way that bring you high school basketball, I should say, here on KGYM. And a big thank you to everybody out there for tuning in to the broadcast tonight. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long, and the final score of this girls' Mississippi Valley Conference game tonight, it was number 3 in 5A, Iowa City High, 78, number 13, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 48. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports, and so long from Prairie High School.
It's boys WOMAC basketball this Friday night on KGYM. Join Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson this Friday night at 7:30 from Tiffin.